Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran this morning. I am so glad that you are here as we now step fully into our season after the Epiphany, the season where we celebrate all of the ways in which God's love is made manifest, is seen by us and by the world around us. I'm very glad that you're with us, whether you're here in worship this morning or you're joining us online. It is good for us all to be together. There are Sunday school bags on the back pew, so if there are children here, if you have children visiting, if you know some children, please make sure that they get a Sunday school bag, because in there are a number of things that will show them just how much it is that God loves them today. We're also looking for two volunteers to help with Altar Guild for next month, February 2022, all right? This year, February is fairly straightforward. I believe that green will be the color for the entire month, so it's not like you have to come and change paraments all the time. And so it will be things like looking after the candles, the communionware, flowers, and such like that. If you are interested in helping us with this, please contact the church office. And thanks ahead of time for all of you pondering that. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them all. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship. We've gathered this morning to add our voices to those across time and space, giving praise and thanks to God. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, Your Love. Let us rise and sing together.
Was younger, strange connection to the light, tried to satisfy the hunger, never got it right, never got it right. So I climbed the mountain and built an altar, looked out as far as I could see. Older. I'm running out of dreams, running out of dreams. Your love, the only thing that matters is your love, all I have to give. Your love is enough, lighting up the darkness. It's your love, all I ever needed is.
Let us pray. Lord God, source of every blessing, you showed forth your glory and led many to faith by the works of your Son, who brought gladness and salvation to his people. Transform us by the Spirit of his love, that we may find our life together in him, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first lesson for today is from Isaiah chapter 62, beginning with verse 1. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Let Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the second chapter. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come forward. Is she on her way? All right, there we are. Come on up. I'm so happy to see you, because I really, really, really love the story I'm going to tell you today. All right? It includes this. As part of the story. Have you ever heard this story? Stone soup. It's one of my favorites. All right. So a long time ago in Europe is across the ocean. There were 3 travelers walking from Venice, Italy, all the way up to Hamburg, Germany. Would take them at least 2 months to walk. So they had been walking for many days, maybe weeks, and they had lots more days and weeks to go. And they were talking on the road, and they were talking to each other about how hungry they felt. It had been 2 days since they'd had really any food. And how hard it was to sleep on the ground every night. Oh, they were wishing that they would be able to find a village that had a little extra food and maybe a barn with some hay on the top so they could sleep in comfort one night. While they were talking to each other, they came up with a plan. And each one of those travelers found a rock on the road. They put it in their pack, and they brought it with them just in case. They had a plan. That evening, they came to a village. And they wandered through the village asking, "Do you have any food that you can share? Do you have any place where we could sleep?" And the villagers were kind of scared and a little nervous about these travelers. They didn't know if they could be trusted. They didn't know if they were going to come and rob them. And so extra food was hidden under blankets, in cupboards, down in the basement, right? And excuses were made. "Sorry, we had a bad harvest," or "I have a sick relative," or "I have hungry kids." You ever been hungry? Maybe a little bit. Yeah, all right. The travelers had come to expect this kind of thing from most villages. So when they went to the city square, they said, "If you guys are as desperate as you seem, it's so good that we came, for we know how to make stone soup." So a lot of villagers came in because they're like, "What are they talking about? You can make soup from stones?" And so the travelers were talking to each other and they said, "Well, if we're going to make stone soup, we need a big pot." And some boys ran and they got the biggest pot that I've ever seen and a stand to put it on. And the soldiers looked at it and they said, "Maybe that's going to be big enough. Just maybe that'll be big enough. But if we're going to make soup, we need to have that filled with water and a fire underneath it." And pretty soon a bucket brigade was filling the pot with water and the fire was underneath it and it started to warm up. That's when the travelers took out their stones. They talked about how wonderful the stones were. What good soup it was going to make. And they dropped the stones in the pot and let the fire warm it up, and it started to steam a little bit. One of the travelers came and he stirred that pot of soup and he tasted it and he said, you know, it's starting to get there. But you know, any good soup needs a little salt and pepper. Two women nearby heard that and rushed to their house and brought back salt and pepper and other spices and herbs that they used in their soup. And the travelers graciously accepted it and put it into the pot. Another traveler came and stirred and said, that's now starting to taste really good. But you know, best soups always have a little bit more, maybe some onions or some carrots or cabbages. No soup is good without cabbage. And pretty soon, ladies were coming back from their homes, and one had carrots and one had onions. One had cabbages, another had potatoes, and some even had rutabagas and fennel. And the travelers accepted those gifts, and they cut them all up, and they threw them in the pot. Now things were really starting to smell good. You like soup? You ever had, and it starts to smell good in the whole place. And the third traveler stirred it, and he said, you know, this is really getting to be wonderful. But if we had some cream and some barley, it would be just like the soup we ate with the prince. Now the villagers were amazed that with some cream and some barley, they could eat like royalty. So off some ran, and they came back with cream, and they came back with barley, and one came back with some beef. And the travelers accepted it, and they put it all in the pot, and pretty soon it was looking like a wonderful soup. And the travelers said to each other, you know, if we're going to share this soup, we'll need tables and bowls. And wouldn't some bread be good? And so pretty soon, tables were set, bowls were brought, bread was there, and they began to share the soup. And the whole village came out, and they were all eating, and they were all talking, and they were all laughing, and they were all just amazed at the wonderful soup that was made just from stones. When the soup ran out, the instruments came out, people sang and danced late into the night. That night, the travelers slept in beds, and when they woke up the next morning, there were packages of food given to them in gratitude for teaching the village how to make soup from stones. Well, the travelers left their stones in the pot for the villagers to keep, but as they were leaving town, they all made sure that they picked up another stone just in case. Stone soup. They thought it was made from stones, but it was made from things that everybody had. Some had salt and pepper and herbs, and some had cabbages, and some had cream, and some had all kinds of things. But it all came together. In Corinthians today, we heard that God gives each of us gifts. And while you may feel like you don't have enough to do things by yourself, you and me and all of these folks together, we can make a soup that is wonderful for the world. We can come together and do amazing things because God has given us gifts. We don't hide them under blankets or in cupboards or down in the basement. We try to live them every single day. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the gifts that you give us. Help us to share those gifts and help us to be a blessing for the world. Amen. You have a great day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's sometimes difficult as a Lutheran to talk about spiritual things. It's not one thing that we Lutherans get right very well. I remember when the ELCA was first formed and the motto that we had was, come share the Spirit. And in seminary, they said, yes, come share it because we don't have enough of it. Please come share it. But we've also all heard people say, I'm not really religious, but I am spiritual. And they talk about spirituality as if it was something like training for a marathon or climbing Mount Everest or something like that. It's supposed to be difficult and all the rest of these things. Bookstores are filled with books pointing to ways and paths and plans that we can take or follow in order to achieve spirituality, to become spiritual people. An internet search will yield millions of possibilities to help us to strive and to achieve. That is what the world around us says about things spiritual. It's a little out there, all right? It's not of this world, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of practice and a lot of secret knowledge in order to acquire it. But the Bible tells us something else altogether. In today's readings from the Bible, we hear loud and clear that spirituality, that being spiritual, that gifts of the Spirit, they're nothing that we can achieve on our own. Rather, they are things that God gives to us, to each of us, and to all of us. And our connection to the spiritual is not for us alone. It is for the common good. You see, our reading from 1 Corinthians today kind of flies in the face of that contemporary understanding of spirituality, and it reminds us what the gifts of the Spirit are really all about. Because the first thing we learn in 1 Corinthians is that God's spiritual gifts are practical, not esoteric, right? They're not out there. For the common good means that the Holy Spirit's gift will help people. Wisdom, knowledge, healing, they're all useful. Faith, miracles, prophecy, discernment, all of those are helpful. Paul reminds us that even tongues in the proper context can be beneficial. So if we are striving for a gift, if we are striving to be spiritual, and that spirituality seems limited, or it seems strange or odd, or it seems to be just for yourself, it may not be as spiritual as we would like to believe. Because Paul reminds us that the gifts given to us are to be a help in the real world. They're to be a help for the people around us in need. And they're not there for us to be able to bring out at a party to show everybody and impress people. Another thing we learn about spirituality and gifts of the Spirit from 1 Corinthians is that God's spiritual gifts are personal, but not private. And there's a big difference there. See, so often we want to make the things about our faith and about our relationship with God private, secret, and just for me. When all of the things of faith, all of the gifts from God are personal, but communal and not private. The gifts and the services and the activities we are given to each individually. So it is. It's yours. God knows you. God loves you. God gives you gifts, and they are personal for you, but they're for you to use. They're not for you alone. It's not something you can sit on a shelf next to the trophy you won in soccer as an 8-year-old. They're not private. They are always for the common good. Our gifts and activities and services are for us to give and share and use for others. This way we assist in the big picture of God's kingdom. This is how we help God's dream. This is how we strive to follow Christ with what we have. And we have enough. And if we don't have enough individually, then as we come together as the body of Christ, we do. Like the villagers in the story Stone Soup, they may not have had enough to feed 3 travelers on their own. But as they came together as a group, blessings abounded for everyone. This is a huge shift. And the way that people think about spirituality and about our relationship with God, whether it was then or now, when Paul was writing, when Jesus was alive, people thought that so long as I do the minimum, I'm all right with God. And so sacrifices and cleanliness, purity and food laws were watched closely. Now, so many believe that as long as I feel good about it, or I feel strangely warmed, or touched, or just content, then that's really all I need in my relationship with God is okay. And in truth, God always gives gifts not for me, but for the common good. Jesus changing water into wine, the miracle in today's gospel story, for me is a living parable of this shift, because it all begins at a wedding. Now, these were things that happened all the time. People get married. But they were also major celebrations that could last for days with lots and lots of people there. And this particular wedding was dying down too soon because they were running out of wine. And so Jesus' mother Mary encourages Jesus to do something for the common good, to do something for his friend or his relative or whoever's wedding that he was at. Life can sometimes be like that wedding. While it is common and ordinary to live a life, we want to celebrate that life properly. But there are times when what we strive for don't work. The empty jars in the story were jars used for the Jewish ritual of purification that was supposed to sort of make your life with God well and fine and good. And all of a sudden, there was nothing left to celebrate. The jugs were empty and nothing was going right. Jesus brings new life, not just to the wedding celebration, but new life to us. There's new hope. The jugs were filled again, but this time it wasn't for personal purity. Rather, it was for communal joy. And while it is true that Jesus' hour had not yet come, there was always time to help a friend. There was always time to do something, to work for the common good. There were many things that Jesus still needed to do in his life and ministry and work for our salvation. But there was always time to share the gifts of God. So the wine, the water turned to wine and the celebration continued. Jesus' gifts from God now turn our lives into celebrations so that we can go into the world and be a blessing for others. Jesus' life and ministry changed the focus from me to us, to neighbor. Jesus' death shows us the depth of the commitments to others should be. Jesus' resurrection opened to us the presence and the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we might share, enriching lives around us. And like that story of stone soup, we all have something that can be added to the mix to make life wondrous. Too often, they're hidden under blankets in cupboards in the basement. Too often, excuses are made about, I don't have enough, and we don't have enough, and I don't know what's going on. But all of the gifts that God have given to us are for the common good. And on days like this, we celebrate that God need not trick us into sharing our gifts like the travelers did. But rather, we celebrate that through Jesus Christ, we see how these gifts work firsthand. We see how these gifts work for others. And we become inspired to live as Jesus lives. We shed our selfish, self-seeking ways and we focus our attention where God wants it to be, where God strengthens it to be, for the common good. Amen. Please rise. Let us remember and celebrate our baptism by confessing together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon us in abundance, so we are bold to pray for the church, the world, and all that God has made. By your Spirit, activate within your church gifts of faith, healing, and prophecy. Unite those who profess your name across congregations, denominations, and geographic boundaries. Open our hearts to recognize and celebrate surprising miracles. Lord, in your mercy, Your creation reflects your generosity. Bless farmers, migrant farm workers, orchard keepers, ranchers, and all who tend the abundance of the land. Protect food and water sources from destruction, that all can eat and drink and be satisfied. Lord, in your mercy, by your Spirit, grant wisdom, knowledge, and discernment to those who hold leadership positions at any level. Direct policymakers toward compassionate decisions that build up safe and just communities. Lead all authorities in seeking and serving the common good. Lord, in your mercy, as Jesus provided generously in a moment of need, provide generous gifts of healing for those in need this day. Provide abundantly for all who are hungry or thirsty, all seeking shelter, and all who seek peace. Lord, in your mercy, you see us for who we are, and you delight in us. Embrace those struggling with self-worth, wrestling with self-identity, or facing significant life transition. Remind us that nothing can separate us from your love. Lord, in your mercy, we lift before you this morning, dear Lord, your newest child, Evelyn Elanoa. Bless her in her baptismal life. Walk with her as she shines with light to bring glory to you. Lord, in your mercy, you bless us through the spiritual gifts of the saints who have gone before us. We give thanks for the life of Martin Luther King Jr. and all who have modeled the way of courageous faith. Lord, in your mercy, since we have such great hope in your promises, O God, we lift these and all of our prayers to you in confidence and faith through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. May your week be a blessed one as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.